Hello.
Yo, so check it, right? Let me turn my air conditioner off because I don't want the noise of the air conditioner to be in this. Hold on.
Okay.
Right. Do things a little different. So I haven't. Shit. I think the last time I did an episode was. Damn, I don't know. It's been a long time. That's all I know.
Okay.
It's been all right. Anyways, these are.
Hello?
You know what I mean? I know what it stands for. So.
I just lost you for a second.
And just like that, you got me back.
There you go.
Am I right?
Yep.
You also check us out. What were we talking about? You know, I don't think you can. Okay. I'll start from the beginning. Okay. So, me saying, after a woman, after, you know, after a breakup.
Yeah.
And at first, I had said to you, you know, that that's something that I've never done. Never done it. Because I've always been the type like, all right, we broke up. It is what it is.
Right.
And we're going to get back to that part too, because you also said something about, you know, when I said that about how I said, all right, well, we broke up. It is what it is. You know, she doesn't want to be with me. All right. And I'm not going to chase after her. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want to be chased. You know what I mean? Lost my train of thought here. I feel like I'm brand new to this shit. That's how long it's been. But yeah, so yeah, I've never done it because I did it for so long. As a, you know, in grade school and high school, college, where I would just like break up, woman breaks up with me, and I'm just like trying to go hard after her so I can get her back. And it was never any good results.
Okay.
So I basically always felt like a sucker.
But that's when you were younger.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I understand that. I understand it was when I was younger, but some things just, you know, never change. Now, we did say that if it's a woman you really want to be with and you really do love her and she's worth it, you're going to try and get her back. And remember I said, you know, I was like, yo, no guy should be chasing after a woman for like 6, 7, 8 months. That's insane. You got to put a cap on it somewhere. But I did say, and remember you were like, well, you know, you should put in the work for at least like 2 weeks. And I said,
Minimally 2 weeks.
And I agree with you on that. You should definitely at least for 60 to 90 days.
Yes.
But after that.
I was very surprised to hear you say, but yes.
Yeah, because you know why? Because I look at it like a week or two is not going to work.
No, makes sense.
You know what I mean? A week or two, especially if it's fresh. That's, you know what I mean? Like, it's fresh. Yeah, she ain't going to get over it in no 2 weeks.
True. Very true.
So, the other thing was, when I had said to you, like, never have, you know, chase after a woman. Oh, when they break up, you know, when I've been broken up with, I just look at it like, it is what it is. She doesn't want to be with me, whatever. And you were like, that's a defense mechanism. Mm-hmm. But first, my defense mechanism way back when when a woman would break up with me, right? I would just look at it like, all right, man, fuck it. She broke up with me, yo. You know what I mean? Like, she was fat anyways.
Rude.
Yes. which I don't body shame. You know what I mean? So the fat part, that was when I was like young. When I got older, it was just, you know, I looked for any reason to like, I guess to like make myself feel better about the, you know, about the breakup. Mm-hmm. And I could be like, well, her pussy stank anyways.
You just find anything negative about her or come up with anything negative about her.
I won't try to find anything negative, but that doesn't mean it wasn't true.
Okay.
You know what I mean? There was stuff, it was shit that I came up with, but at the same time, it was true. But also, it was like, yo, you were dealing with it, you know, mm-hmm. when you were with her. So if I said, well, her pussy stank anyway, so I'm glad we ain't together. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew a pussy stank before that. So when I dealt with her for however long, you know what I mean? It was just, like I said, just me looking for, you know, it was my defense mechanism. Mm-hmm. I told you now I'm at that age to where I just say, all right, well, she broke up with me. She doesn't want to be with me. She doesn't want to be with me. You know, I can't do anything about that. It, you know, it's that's what it is. I just got to accept it and deal with it. And you said that's also my a defense mechanism. But why do you feel that's a defense mechanism? How do you know that's just not how I feel?
Because I mean, because in regards to that, right, you shutting off, it's you just shutting off your emotions, right? Because you're saying, you know, she doesn't want to be with me. She doesn't want to be with me. I don't want to deal with those emotions. And you shut those emotions off. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that you wouldn't be in a relationship if you didn't care in the first place. And so for you to not care that she doesn't want to be with you any longer, it doesn't make sense. You know, because it's like, and so that's how I see it as a defense mechanism, because also it's like you have a hard shell around you, right? I've explained this to you before, where it's like you have you're rough around the edges, and rough around the edges is just, you have to be that strong person. You have this pride that you have. You know, you don't want to show any emotions. You don't want to show that you care. But to me, that's just a shell on the outside, because inside, that's not really the case. Because I feel like you're very thoughtful. You have such caring, you know, aspects and thoughts and respectful thoughts, and you approach things in a way that is like, it's just not who you are in the core, where you just, you're not that hard. And it's just more of like, you're soft, and you have this soft side, and it's inside of you, but it's just so deep down that you just have this hard shell that you just keep up, this wall, this shell, this however you want to describe it. But that's not how you think. That's not how you truly feel. That's not how you approach life. That's not how you approach people, how you view people. And so to avoid getting to that core of who you are, you just put up this wall. And that's why I think that's a defense mechanism, where you don't want to deal with it, and you just shut it off before you have to deal with it.
I hear what you're saying, but you know, I feel like you know, because of the fact, like a lot of times when you do show, you know, emotion and that you care and all that stuff, you don't get anywhere.
Why do you feel like you don't get anywhere?
Because that's what has happened to me in the past many times. Especially with the whole, in the past, you know, having like a woman, you know, broke up with me and then I chase after her, do everything I can to get back with her. And then it's just, you know what I mean? She just look at it like, nope, nope. You know what I mean? Like, you know, so I felt like it was a waste of my time. I embarrassed myself. And she probably took that as had him sweating me. Had him down on his hands and knees. Like, that's the power I possess.
But if you want to be with... Well, okay. So, you mentioned that when you used to do that, it was when you were younger. At what point in your life did you stop doing that?
I stopped doing that... my last relationship. No. It was a relationship I had in 2006, and I was with her for like almost 3 years, 2006 to 2009. Okay. We broke up, and so we broke up, right? Now, she lived in Stoneham. And I remember we broke up and I was doing everything I can to get back with her.
Okay.
Everything I can to get back. I'm talking about wrote her letters, sent her text messages, lyrics to a song, sent her songs to like listen to. So, you know, like basically me speaking through the song, you know what I mean? What else did I do? I remember I bought her flowers, right?
Mm-hmm.
I took a bus from where I live all the way to where she lived in Stoneham, which required me to take a bus, a train, and another bus.
Mm-hmm.
Got off at a spot in Stoneham to where I had to walk like a good 20, 25 minutes to get to her house, just so I can drop the flowers off on her doorstep and then walk back to the bus stop and had to wait like an hour before that bus came just for her to say, did you put flowers on my doorstep? Yeah, I did. Please don't do that.
No.
Well, I was just thinking about you and I got flowers and, you know, like, how'd you even get here anyways? I took the bus. You took the bus all the way out here? Yeah, and then I walked. Please don't do that. Don't leave flowers on my doorstep. And I was just like, wow. You know what I mean? Like, it took me like 2.5 hours to get there. And that's all you can say to me is just don't leave flowers on my doorstep.
Well, let me ask, like, why did you guys break up?
We broke up because... Okay, so I broke up with her, right? And it was because, if I remember this clearly... Okay, so first, it was New Year's Eve, right? Okay. And everything was good before that. We had all these plans and everything. We went and celebrated New Year's Eve at this old club that they used to have out in Saugus. You wouldn't know what it is, but I forget what it's called. I forget the name of it. But you know, people who are listening to this podcast and who live in this area, they'll know what the fuck I'm talking about. It was in Saugus. If you drove on Route 1 north and you look to the right, it was almost like it was on top of a hill, and it looked like
I said I know what you're talking about.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So it used to be a Chinese restaurant, but then they still sold Chinese food, but then it got turned into like a nightclub.
Okay.
Yeah, you know I mean, and the way it was like made, it almost looked like hard to explain, but almost looked like if you didn't know any better, you were like, "Yo, I think samurais and ninjas live in there."
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? Those old style looking. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I forget. I don't know the names of them. So we went there. Okay. Everything was good there. I'm going to try and just like cut the story down. Long story short, she gets drunk. She's acting up, right? Now, it's New Year's Eve, you know, New Year's Day. Now it's New Year's Day, and I'm expecting to like, you know, spend time with her. I'm expecting to get some ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So she gets first. So she gets drunk. Now, you know, everybody is in one room, bugging out, wilding out. She gets into an argument with one of her, like, best friends. You know what I mean? And she gets all emotional. She goes in the bathroom, and her two friends follow her. You know what I mean? Leaving me all out there. Like, throughout the night, she basically just forgot all about me. You know what I'm saying? And and she just... So, you know, long story short, we go to the room to go to sleep. I'm trying to, you know, I'm making some moves on her. I'm trying to get some ass. And she's like, eyes are closed, trying to fall asleep. She's like, no, no. And I'm like, no. I mean, she's like, I'm on my period. I got my period. I'm like, yo, what the worst fucking New Year day ever. So there was still some tension from that. Mm-hmm. All right. And a few days later, we go to the mall. Okay. So we go to the mall. And then two of my other friends, one of my friends and then his friend end up going there too. So the thing was, her and I was like, well, I want to go to these stores here. She's like, well, I want to go to these stores. All right, cool. So is it okay that you go do what you got to do? I go do what I got to do when we meet up at the food court. Yeah, cool. Meet up at the food court in an hour. Bet. We do that. You know, we come to the food court. She starts like bitching and complaining. Like, I forget why. It might have been something like I was supposed to meet her at a specific spot in the food court, or why didn't I call her until I'm at the food court? It was something like that. It's so long ago, I don't remember exactly. But then afterwards, we go, we leave. She's still complaining. And I'm just like, yo, you stay fucking complaining. You know what I mean? I'm like, bad enough you like dissed me on New Year's Eve just to be with your friends. You showed them all the love and the attention, and you didn't give a fuck about me. You know what I mean? This is what I go through with women. You know, and let me just point that out. You know what I'm saying? it's the truth. This is what I go through with women. We'll get back to that. Okay. I'm like, yo, you know, you showed them all love and you didn't show me no any attention. You didn't, we didn't even get to like have sex because you said you weren't your period. You were pissed drunk. You know what I mean? And I was like, you know, you just treated me like shit. And I was like, and now all you're doing, you're fucking complaining about something as little as the food court, about why we didn't meet up at the food court at a specific time. I go, yo, that's fucking wild. I was like, yo, you know what, man? This relationship ain't gonna work. You know what I mean? You're never happy. So we just need to just go our separate ways. You know what I mean? So, you know, I broke up with her. But then I realized, like, damn, I made a mistake. You know what I mean? So then I wanted to get back with her. But, you know, she was playing, you know, hardball. And I'm thinking, like, she's playing hardball because you know how, like, there are just some women out there who they want to be back with their ex, mm-hmm. but they want to make him sweat.
You got to work for it.
Yeah, and I felt like that's what she was making me do, but I soon come to find out that's not what she was making me do. You know what I mean? Like, we would be at like the same parties. We went on a booze cruise and, you know, she was on a booze cruise parties and she was just totally ignoring me, flirting with other guys, doing shit that she told me that she would never do. You know what I mean? Oh, when I take pictures, I'm not like those hoes in the pictures that like bends over to show my ass. She did that. You know what I'm saying? I don't do this, I don't do that. And then she was like, why are you following me? Like, these are my friends. These ain't your friends. And I'm like, what? Like, all right, whatever. So felt like a fucking idiot. But I find a new woman, I get into another relationship. Guess who's coming around? And that's when I said, oh, no, 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 dear. That's not how it works. I'm all set with you. You know what I mean? I'm good with you. Kick fucking rocks. So, but yeah, so because of that right there, you know what I mean? Like, I felt like the biggest fucking clown. And I'm pretty sure all her friends were clowning me too. Like, yo, look at Jeff, like a little puppy dog just following you everywhere you go. But the thing is, I wasn't following her everywhere it went. It's just that her so-called friends, as she said to her friends, there was like two of them who I was like real cool with, who would hit me up and invited me. And I said, yo, I'm like, yo, Wicked invited me. Randy invited me. He ain't your friend. That's my friend. But if that was the case, then he wouldn't have invited me. I mean, because him and I got close. May he rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? So I felt like an idiot. I felt like the biggest idiot. You know what I mean? And pretty much ever since then, never did it again. And now to go back to what I was saying, I go, well, that's what I go through with women. What I go through with women is, you know what I mean? Like, women, they have their friends, okay? They have their friends, and they basically put their friends before me, which, you know, to me, it's fine. It is what it is. That's your friend. She's been there for you. You know, she's probably going to be, she's there before me. She's going to be there after me.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to know when to, like, I guess prioritize, you know what I mean? And they would just, it was always like, oh, well, when I'm with these women and it's just me and them, it's all love, it's all good. But when I'm with them and then their friends are around, it's like, oh, well, you know, Jeff's here.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, and it would always get to a point where I was just like, all right, cool. Well, you know what? When you and I are together. As far as being around your friends, I ain't doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm cool. I don't want to go out and be around your friends. Or if I did decide to go out and be around their friends, I'd find one of the other males and go and, like, I'm going to go hang with him and just have conversations with him. You can start a conversation with any male by just bringing up LeBron. You feel me? You can just start off the conversation, you know, in a group of males, one male, like, yo, do you think LeBron is better than Michael Jordan? Boom! Conversation starter.
Okay. But I mean, but I feel like you're basing everything you do now based on experiences when you were younger, when everyone's kind of immature about things.
I feel like things haven't changed.
You don't think so?
I mean, I guess I can't, like...
I was going to say, but you, how would you know that if you stopped doing all those things or doing in certain aspects? How would you know things haven't changed now?
X. Back.
Say what?
I lost you for a minute.
Oh.
So whatever you said after, how would you know that? And then I lost you, and then it said connecting. But anyways, you're back. So what did you say after that?
No, I don't remember. I was just saying, like, if you stop doing some of the things back then, how do you know it's any different now? Or not, or it's the same now?
If I stopped doing?
Yes. Like, stopped caring or stopped
wanting
situations, right? Right? Like, stopped doing this. I mean, I just feel like what you went through is valid, right? I can understand how you would feel that way and that it would make you not want to do that ever again. But I also feel like that's also when, but it was just so, it was when it so long ago when you were much younger, when everybody was much younger, and the maturity wasn't there. Like, the actions you're telling me seems very immature. Like, they're just, the maturity's not there.
Yeah. So, you know, yeah, I mean, definitely the maturity wasn't there back then because, you know, like I told you now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do any, you know, all that stuff that I said I did in the past. I wouldn't do that. But definitely one of the things that I still will not do is chase after a woman after she breaks up with me. Because I don't want to look like, I don't want to feel like a fool. I don't want to feel like an idiot. And I know you're probably saying, other people say, well, like, you know, if you feel like she's worth it, and even though it didn't work out, you know, hey, you know, you felt like she was worth it, so it shouldn't be, you know what I'm saying? It shouldn't be you feeling like a fool. And it's like, yeah, those are the words that are coming out of your mouth, but that's not how I feel.
Right, but I guess what I understand the aspect of feeling like a fool, right? I get it, because it's like you've put your heart in, you do all this, you do all that, and you don't get, and it doesn't become, it doesn't work out, right? It doesn't pan out the way you were hoping that it would. But if you want to be with this person, right, wouldn't you want to at least give it a try? I don't call it chasing. I call it is you're giving it a chance because you hit a bump, right? And for some reason, it's either you separated or you took a break or you broke up. But at the same time, instead of just stopping there and be like, okay, well, she doesn't want to be with me, then I'm done. Even though that's not how you truly feel. Why wouldn't you try to see if there's ways to make things work before you are completely done? At least one chance.
All right, so what if, you know, a woman says to me, you know, I'm going after her, trying to like be with her again. Mm-hmm. And she just says to me, like, you know, no, you know, you hurt. How will I ever be able to trust you? I mean, that's basically her saying no.
That is not her basically saying no. But that's she's telling you how she's feeling in regards to, like, I'm hurt, right? Like, I, you know, you've hurt me, and, you know, it's really going to be hard for me to trust you again. But then the question you should be asking is, okay, I'm sorry about that. You're sorry. So what are the things that I need to do to gain your trust back? So why wouldn't that be the question? If you want to be with her and you're truly sincerely sorry about whatever you did.
What about, you know, it's not our time.
It's not our time. It depends on what that means.
You have a lot of soul search. You got issues to figure out. And then it's just not our time right now.
Did you ask her why she would say that it's not the time, or what soul searching, or, you know what I mean, what things that you need to work on?
In the same sentence, like, yo, you need to figure out some issues. You got some issues to figure out. You have a lot of soul searching to do, you know, and, you know, it's just not our time right now. It's just not our time right now to be together. So you hear that and you're thinking like, oh, so maybe in the future. But, you know, you can't, ain't no man like me, ain't no man, they can't bank off that. They can't bank like, oh, there's a possibility we'll get together in the future. So let me stay single or just fall. Let me just wait until it happens. If it ever happens.
Well, no one's asking you to wait. What I'm trying to say is, why wouldn't you have a discussion to figure out, is there a solution? Well, what are the issues? What are the, you know, and are there solutions?
Yeah.
But for you, I feel like it's just, you don't even get to that far. It's like, if that person says, I'm done, or like I, or has an issue, and it's like, you know, and then they talk about breaking up or not being with you, then you're just, you just shut off.
Well, you know, that comes from past stuff. You know what I mean? That comes from past stuff. Past stuff, like when a woman says, you know, it's over between her and I, she means it's over. I have to respect that.
After discussion.
You know what I mean? I remember a time where a woman said to me, right, I'm trying to like defend myself as to like why, you know, about something that happened.
Okay.
I'm trying to tell my side of the story. You know, and she goes to me, yo, she goes, just stop. You're embarrassing yourself. I'm embarrassed for you. I was like, wow. Word?
I don't know the context of that conversation, but I mean, I think that's rude. Yes, I agree. But again, I don't know the context of the conversation. So it's hard to say why she would say it in that way.
It was a cheating thing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I was trying to tell her like, yo, nah, it's not everything that she told you is the truth. You know what I mean? Like some of the stuff that she told you is a lie. You know, no, this is what happened. You know, this is what I, nope, stop. You're embarrassing yourself. I'm embarrassed for you. And I was like, oh shit. Okay. That was like, you know.
Because maybe she was hearing it as excuses.
Of course she was hearing it as excuses. Don't all you women hear the excuses when a guy cheats?
Yeah, at first, probably. Unless you have receipts to prove otherwise.
Shit. That's my, you know what my biggest issue is?
What?
My biggest issue is I delete everything because I'm one of those, like, I like my phone clean. You know what I'm saying? So like, I'm that guy that if I'm texting with somebody,
mm-hmm.
and we're done talking, and I don't talk to you on a regular,
mm-hmm.
I delete it because what's the point if it's sitting in my phone? Or if you know what, I stop talking to you, we ain't cool no more. Whatever the case may be, I delete it. Then it's like, all right, we're cool again. You know what I mean? All right, we're texting again. Like, well, I'm not going to have any of those old messages. Those got deleted.
Okay, you're talking about old relationships or old conversations, right? You haven't talked in a while, so you delete it.
Yeah.
But we're talking about, she's talking about a situation that's happening right there and then, right? So then you shouldn't
have deleted it. Yeah, I mean, there's so much to it. And right. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and I'm not going to air that out now. You know what I'm saying? So, but
I guess but to lead to that also is just like, you're basing your past experience and it's kind of, it can lead into your future experience, your relationships or experiences. So you're not allowing for your future experiences to be as full as it can be because you're affected from the past and you block your emotions or you prevent yourself to go further than, you know what I mean, than you should allow yourself to because you don't want to deal with the emotions or be hurt. And that's kind of unfair for the next person.
Yeah, true. Yeah, true. It is.
Because you're not giving them the full experience and giving them the full chance.
Now, do you believe once a cheater, always a cheater?
No. No. I mean, I think it depends on the situation. I think it depends on the person. You know, I think it's important to understand why the cheating happened before judging in that way. Right? Yeah. There's different aspects of cheating, right? There's some people that enjoy it. It's a thrill for them.
Yeah.
Right? So those are the type of people that once a cheater will always be a cheater, right?
Yeah, several cheaters.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's others that, you know what I mean, happen to cheat because either there's something in their relationship that they're not getting, the needs are not being met, or something. There's something, right? And so there has to be an underlying reason. And to understand that and whether or not it was a one-time mistake or whether it's something that's never going to be fixable.
Because I'll tell you with me.
Mm-hmm.
I've never made the same mistake twice. You know what I'm saying? With somebody. So if I were to have like cheated on a woman and then she gave me a chance, then it's like, cool, thank you. You gave me a chance. And you, trust me, you won't be let down. Like, cause I'm not going to cheat on you again. I never understood the dudes who would get second, third chances, fourth chances, even if they made it past the second chance. I mean, and not just made it past the second chance, I mean it more like even after the second chance they went and cheated again. I'm just like, yo, what the hell? At that point, it's like, yo. It's fucked up. You know what I mean?
Right. Unless you're one that loves the thrill, usually it's probably because you're not happy in your relationship and you shouldn't be in that relationship.
But if it's somebody who enjoys it for the thrill,
yeah,
you can't tell them, well, then if you enjoy it for the thrill, then don't get into a relationship, because that's the point of the thrill. What thrill will they get out of cheating if they're not in relationship? It's not considered cheating.
That's very true. True. Very true.
Yeah, so for me, it's never been a thrill. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, but like I said, I've never made the same mistake twice. So, like, if I'm with a woman and, you know, I cheat on her and she gives me another chance, I never went and cheat on her again. I mean, like I said, it's fucking stupid.
People do it. People do it. So I definitely gave someone many chances, more than I should have.
How many chances did you give them?
Three.
And all three times he cheated?
So all three times. So I've never actually... Never caught him actually cheating, like physical, in the physical sense. Most of it has been more emails or text messages, where it was very sending pictures, just the content, right? What they were talking about, how they were talking about. But I was told meant nothing. It was, I've never met them, or, you know, it was never physical. But to me, I still think that's, if it's some type of emotional connection or sexual connection, it's still cheating to me.
I mean, I do, you know what I mean? Like, when we were talking about this earlier, I did say, yeah, I definitely do agree with you on that. You know, you feel me? Like, mm-hmm. You know, yeah. I do agree with you on that. Now, is it worse if they follow through with it?
Definitely. How could it not be? Because then now you're saying that it's an actual physical contact at this point. Right? Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Definitely worse. I mean, we've talked about this earlier too, where it's like, I understand that you can be attracted to somebody else, right? You can see somebody and you think they're beautiful, or you're just, you know what I mean? Like, you be somewhere and you can be talking to someone and almost flirt and practically flirting. But for me, it's all about what's after that. What do you do after that? And that's what's more important. Because it's like, you can't help who you're attracted to or who you think is beautiful or who you think you're like, think is just, you know, your type, right? There's always going to be that wherever you go. But it's what you do after that. That shows a lot.
True. Very true. Man. You've broken it down. You've given a science.
I don't know if it's a science, but it's all about respect.
Very true. Very true. Definitely is all about respect. Oh. But other than that, How has your summer been?
Say what?
How has your summer been?
My summer has been, I don't even know. Came and went.
Yo, listen, once you're an adult, you don't get to enjoy summer.
It's very true.
You know what I mean? Ain't no summer or summer vacation. All it means is that the weather's nice. That's all it means.
Yes.
It means you're still going to work. Only difference is you're not going to work while it's snowing, while it's raining, or while it's fucking cold. You're going to work while it's 90, 100 degrees out, and pray the Lord where you're going has air conditioning. For me, no, it never has air conditioning because in the summer I'm outdoors. You know what I mean?
But I also feel like as an adult, you have control of that, right? So it's either, it's about making time for yourself if that's what you want. If you want, you know, and if you enjoy the summer, you should make the time to enjoy it for yourself.
Oh, true, you should. I didn't do it, but you know what I mean? But I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. Because, you know, I love what I do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, I'm wanting to work. Mm-hmm. Well, this was a very good episode to start the season premiere. Long awaited season premiere. And I don't even know what season this is. I don't know if this is 5. Is this 4? Like, I don't know. I'll figure it out. Hey, you gonna come back? We're gonna do this again?
Sounds like a plan.
That's what I'm talking about. All right. Everybody, y'all have a good night. Jeff Malice, E10 signing off. Good and Bad Podcast Show with my guest, none other than Skim. Say good night. Yo, say good night to everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Until next time. Peace.